Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
St. Louis's home for conservative talk.
Welcome back. I'm Kim St. Ange in for Mark. I'm excited to have Brian Westbrook in studio with us this morning. He is the executive director and founder of Coalition Life, a fantastic pro-life organization doing so much work in our community to protect the unborn. And I wanted to invite him in this morning because they train what are called sidewalk counselors, and they're really the last line of defense for the unborn. So, Brian, thanks for being here this morning.
Well, it's an honor to be on the show nice and early on this rainy morning, and we're glad to talk about these important issues.
Because really, this is the last week where people are able to try to gather signatures to get abortion enshrined into the Constitution.
Yeah, here in Missouri, they're trying to put on the ballot a late-term partial birth abortion ballot initiative that wipes away all parental protections. It wipes away the 50-plus pro-life laws on the books and all the different protections for women who are getting any kind of reproductive health, whether it's abortion or anything else. And so, this is the very last week on May 5th. They need to turn these signatures in, and they need 172,000 statewide. And we're going to try and educate the people so that they can think twice before signing this petition.
And I know you have radio ads, other things going, trying to get the message out before people might encounter one of these people and sign this awful petition. But really, the main reason I wanted to talk to you this morning is because those of us who are very pro-life, it can be really hard when you're talking to somebody who is very in favor of abortion. And it can, emotions when they're involved, you can say things that really aren't constructive and actually can do more harm, right? They're not good about leading the person to maybe see the other side. So you train what are called sidewalk counselors. What is a sidewalk counselor?
Yeah, sure. A sidewalk counselor is someone who goes out actively to an abortion facility and talks to the women and men going into these abortion facilities. Our main crew is over in Fairview Heights, Illinois, right across the river. And, you know, we talk about there being no more abortions in Missouri, but literally right across the river, there is two abortion facilities, the largest of which is the Fairview Heights location. And women are coming from Kentucky and Tennessee and Indiana, and they are all coming into either Fairview Heights or Carbondale, Illinois, to get their abortions. We see Illinois has increased the number of abortions by over 20% in, post Dobbs. And so a sidewalk counselor is about providing real, tangible resources. It's not necessarily the old school way of, you know, protesting and yelling and screaming. You know, there's lots of protest about all kinds of things. What this is about actively going out and giving her real, tangible resources. We had a client come all the way from Indiana to the Fairview Heights abortion facility, and she spoke French, and she was paid by the abortion facility to get there, but they wouldn't pay her way home unless she went through with the abortion, right? And so she wants informed consent and all these things, and instead, she was, you know, in a sense, coerced to do this. And so our sidewalk counselors were able to work with her, translate, and ultimately help her to get back home once she chose life. And then obviously throughout the entire 9 months and beyond, trying to help her to get back on her feet.
And that's a misconception. People think that the pro-lifers are just wanting to help the woman choose life. They want to force her in their mind to choose life. And then it's like, oh, forget you after you have the baby. And that's just not it at all.
No, not at all. I mean, in the state of Missouri, there are 75 different pregnancy centers, not to mention the hundreds of other agencies are actively helping these women.
Yeah.
The people of Missouri are putting their money where their mouth is. I mean, millions of dollars are being poured into, you know, these families who want to lift up and support life. I'm also on the board of directors of Birthstone. We provide housing to these women and their children after they choose life. So it's a whole thing to continue to help them.
When it comes to the kind of conversation that you train your sidewalk counselors to have, what are the kinds of things that you have found to be the most effective?
Well, I think one of the things that we don't know and a lot of, well, I would say it, one of the things that women don't know is that many of these pregnancies end in miscarriage. About a third, unfortunately, a third of all pregnancies do end in a natural miscarriage. And what happens is when they go into these abortion facilities, they're not actually checking if these are viable pregnancies. They're not doing an ultrasound. They're not dating these things. Many times they, you know, they call up on a phone, they get pills sent to them, or they order them online. And so what we want to do is first and foremost have them pause and see if this is a viable pregnancy, and let's take a look at this baby on ultrasound.
Mm-hmm.
And also very dangerous with the whole chemical abortion thing is this might be an ectopic pregnancy as well. And if you're not doing an ultrasound, you cannot catch an ectopic pregnancy. That puts her in even greater risk of complications, hemorrhaging, and even death
mm-hmm.
as part of that. And so we want to get them in to see that picture of their baby, to have an ultrasound, to make sure it's a viable pregnancy first and foremost, and then have a really important conversation with them beyond that. But what happens on the sidewalk is just a matter of having them pause and think twice.
Yeah. And letting them know there are resources, I would imagine, because I think a lot of people, like we were talking about earlier, just simply don't realize that. How have those conversations gone? Generally speaking, do a lot of women change their mind?
Yeah, at Coalition Life, we have about a 1% turnaround rate is what we call it. And so we have 100 conversations, whether they're leaving the abortion facility or going in, and about 1% of these clients will ultimately turn around, choose life, and give birth to that child and, you know, basically build an entire family that we can help them with all through the 9 months and beyond.
And saving any life, one life, is
one life,
something to celebrate.
Right? But since our founding, Coalition Life, we've seen over 4,000 turnarounds at these abortion facilities. We're now in Fairview Heights, Carbondale, up in Chicago, and now out in Kansas City. We're expanding nationwide.
I wanted to get your take on this whole defunding Planned Parenthood here with the Missouri House and Senate voting to defund, which essentially means they can't use Medicaid funds. A lot of people are like, well, you know, there's not even an abortion clinic, a Planned Parenthood that's performing abortions in Missouri. So this is ridiculous. What's your response to that?
Well, I think it's all the entire, it's the same organization. The exact same organization who runs Planned Parenthood here in Missouri is the same one out of state, whether it's Kansas City or in Fairview Heights, Illinois. It's the same exact organization who's profiting from these abortions. And so we need to be able to defund these organizations who are taking the lives of these little innocent children and also lying to our daughters and to the women here in the state of Missouri.
If people listening right now are feeling a tug to want to get involved, maybe themselves become a sidewalk counselor, how can they do that?
Yeah, just go to our website, coalitionlife.com. We got a lot of information about how to volunteer. If you feel a little anxious about going out to the abortion facility. We have full-blown training, and also you can come out and simply pray. Praying for an end to abortion, whether it be at home or out at the abortion facility, is critically important to bring the voice to the voiceless out there, where it's, you know, this is the last line of defense.
Yeah.
And so if we can go out and support both our team or us, you know, also the women who are going in, it's really important.
Yeah, well, we appreciate everything you're doing. I myself have been over to that Fairview Heights location in Illinois and been praying and watched these sidewalk counselors do their thing. And it's incredible because you see them walking up to these vehicles. You don't know how that person in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat is going to react to you. They could scream at you or do all kinds of things. And that's very brave that they're willing to take that risk to go up there and just see if they can maybe, like you said, make them pause and think and potentially save that life.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. We think that we're going to go out to the abortion facility and we're going to change the world and we're going to change everybody's mind. But that's not what we want to do. What we want to do is just have them pause for a moment and think about it. Because no woman ever wakes up in the morning thinking, yeah, I want an abortion. This is the greatest thing in the world. Every single one of them feel kind of pressured or pushed or coerced into this.
Or like it's their only option.
It's their only option. Yeah. Isn't that kind of weird? The so-called pro-choice movement doesn't give them any other options.
Yep. And there are, and I appreciate what you're doing. So again, this is Brian Westbrook, Executive Director and Founder of Coalition Life. If you want to learn more about the organization, it's coalitionlife.org. Brian, thanks for being with us this morning.
You.
All right, when we come back, we're giving away Stevie Nicks tickets. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.